Back in 1983, there was a movie that came out called A Christmas Story. It centers around little Ralphie, if you remember the story. He is growing up in the 1950s in Gary, Indiana. And there's several subplots to that movie. And one of the subplots is that Ralphie has been drinking Ovaltine for months. And he's been trying to collect the box tops off of that milk, chocolatey milk drink. And so he could send it in to get a little orphan Annie decoder ring, which he's been wanting so long. So he finally gets enough box tops and he sends the box tops into, and he gets back in a few weeks, the decoder ring, the little orphan Annie decoder ring, to be able to decode secret messages. And so he tunes into the little orphan Annie radio program, which is going to give him the secret messages to decode. And so he finally gets them, he writes them all down, he rushes into the bathroom, and the suspense builds as he decodes the first letters of the message. The words are, be sure to. And he gets nervous now. He says, be sure to what? This, the fate of the world could rest upon this translation here. I got to be very careful with this message. And so he quickly, with his pencil, flies across the page, looking at the different words, and the message finally appears. And spoiler alert, if you haven't seen the movie, okay? But the message says, be sure to drink your Ovaltine. It turns out that the message, the secret message, is a crummy commercial of all things. The last few weeks in church, we've been looking at messages about the Messiah, messages about Jesus. And we've been looking at those messages coming from messengers that are called angels. And we have not needed a secret decoder ring to figure out the messages. They're very straightforward and they're very easy to understand, and they are not disappointing like a crummy commercial. They are messages of great hope and great help in the midst of a very dark world. We have seen messages that say that Jesus is God to us. We talked about the fact that Jesus is God, who's always been God, always will be, and who added humanity, never diminishing his deity. So he comes to this world in all the fullness of deity in bodily form. We've also seen the message that Jesus is God with us. Last week we looked at, or this Sunday we looked at the fact that he is called Emmanuel, which means God with us. In other words, he didn't just come to be God to us, but he came to be God with us, not just to be in proximity, close to us, but to actually be with us and in us. Tonight, the final message of the angels is this: Jesus is God for us. Jesus is God for us. And that is the message we heard read tonight from the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. A message that came to some shepherds out there in the fields near Bethlehem. They had no idea of the wailing baby there in the manger in Bethlehem. They're just watching their sheep when all of a sudden the Bible says an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were terribly frightened. What a remarkable moment. You see, shepherds never had anybody hang around them, let alone people who thought that they were stinky with sheep smell. But now suddenly an angel hangs around them and gives them a message that Jesus is God for you. And the message comes in three parts. First of all, it's a message of comfort. The angel says, do not be afraid, because they were very frightened to see this sight in the dark sky. Second of all, the message is a message of good cheer. The angel says to them, I bring you good news. That phrase in the Greek that the Bible was written in the New Testament is actually a compound word from the word good and the word message. It's also the root of the word angel, messenger. I come to bring you good news. And the word we use to describe that good news is called the gospel. It means good news. And the angel adds, it's good news of a great joy, and for whom, it says, for all the people everywhere in the world. It's a message of comfort. It's a message of cheer. But it's also a message that is clear and compelling. You do not need a decoder ring tonight, okay? In Luke 2:11, it says, "For today the angel said, in the city of David, there's been born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Notice it says that Jesus is God for us as a Savior. That word means Redeemer or Deliverer. And the angel adds that this is the Christ. The Hebrew word is Messiah. He's the long-awaited one everybody's been waiting for to come to bring salvation. And it also says He is the Lord. We're back to God to us. He is the Lord God. Now, putting that message all together, it says that Jesus is God who has come to be our Savior. But that begs the very important question, why in the world do we need a Savior? To save us from what? And the answer in the Bible is one word. It is the word sin. It is either active rebellion or passive rebellion against God. It's manifested in everything we do, from evil attitudes to mean-spiritedness, selfishness, cruelty, gossip, lust. The list goes on and on. It all separates us from a holy God, so we need the good news to come to save us. If I could give you the gospel message in four words, they would be these. I can't help myself. They are alliterated, okay? It's a disease I have. Four words, and they all begin with S to summarize the gospel. The first word is the word seeking. God came to seek to save us like a shepherd looking for a lost sheep. The Bible says that God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The first word is God is seeking us. The second word I just mentioned is the word sin. It separates us from that holy God. The third word is the word Savior. Jesus came to deal with our sin. He died on the cross in our place to take our place, to pay the penalty for our sins. The Bible says that Christ died for our sins once for all of us, the just for the unjust, in order to bring us to God. He's the Savior. The last word tonight that I would share the gospel means is the word salvation. Salvation simply means that's what I get when I believe in Jesus. In Acts 16:31, the gospel says, "Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. You will have salvation." Here's how I picture this message, this gospel. It is like a child that has been kidnapped. The father is beside himself. What do I do? So he goes to rescue the child. The father, in order to rescue the child, though, must deal with the cruel kidnapper, and he does so. And then the child runs to his arms to be safe and secure. That is the message of the gospel. It's a clear message. It doesn't need decoded. The message to the shepherds: a Savior is born. Jesus is come to be with us and to be for us. And notice it says, for all people. Born for you all is a Savior. Now that's remarkable. Consider the fact that shepherds in those days were outcasts of society. In addition to being dirty, smelly, uneducated, and off to themselves, they were also categorized as immoral people and thieves. They were not allowed to go to the temple to be part of worship. They weren't even allowed to testify in a court of law because nobody trusted a shepherd. And yet, the angel said the gospel is for you as well. The gospel is for all of us. Jesus is God for you, friends. No matter how deep your sin, no matter how much rebellion, no matter how much pride, insensitivity, no matter what your addiction is, no matter what hate fills your heart, no matter what failure defines your life, Jesus is God for you. I remember when I was 14 years old, I had lost my mom in a car accident when I was 9 years old. Therefore, I became a very angry and bitter young man. How could a loving God take away the most precious part of my life, my mom? I was caught up in this depression. I felt unloved, unwanted, and just lost in sin. And then a young gal shared with me this good news I share with you tonight, that Jesus is for Greg Reeder. And I remember the amazing grace of being able to receive that message, that I could have a relationship with someone who loves me unconditionally, forgives me with abandon, and changes my life forever. I receive the good news that God is for me. And I can't say it loud enough tonight, friends. God is for you. It is a clear and unambiguous and compelling message. However, there is a difference between being given the message tonight and getting the message. In order to get the message, we must hear what is being said. I'm reminded of an older couple that had an argument about which of them was losing their hearing. Can imagine that? And so the husband said, I'm going to settle this once and for all. So he gets up in the morning. His wife is sitting in the living room in a chair. And so he shouts from the kitchen, dear, do you want a cup of tea? No response. So now he comes to the entrance of the living room and he says it even louder, dear, do you want a cup of tea? Still no reply from his wife. So lastly, he walks up behind her where she is sitting in the chair, and as loud as he can, he says, dear, do you want a cup of tea? She turns with annoyance in her eyes and says, for the third time, yes. Let's just admit it. A lot of times we're hard of hearing. It's not the message that's the problem. It is us getting the message. And I hope tonight you clearly will understand the message of Jesus being God for us. That John 3:16 says that God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I pray tonight you don't just get the message in your ears, but that you get the message in your heart. I pray that you'd understand tonight, born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. You see, the message doesn't need to be decoded. It needs to be unloaded into your heart. To really see that, I pray tonight that no one will leave this place without understanding and getting the message of Jesus is God for us. And if you've heard that message and believe it, that once again tonight on this silent night, you can rejoice with great joy in the good news that Jesus Christ is God for us. Would you pray with me? Father, I thank you tonight that we have that great message that changed the world so long ago and changes our lives tonight. Lord, may we understand and get the message that you communicated so clearly to us, that Christ the Savior is born. A Savior is born for you all. Tonight, Lord, may we leave this place with a new understanding and a great rejoicing of the Savior who is Christ our Lord. We pray this in Jesus' saving name. Amen.